I'm disappointed and discouraged, I think, because the pandemic has been so politicized at all levels of government in this country from the very beginning. I think that's why we're at where we're at with this pandemic.
Hi there, it's WAMC News Director Ian Pickus. And on this episode of the WAMC News Podcast, I speak with Sullivan County Public Health Director Nancy McGraw. In New York's Hudson Valley, Sullivan County is one of more than a third of the state's counties that quickly met new benchmarks from the CDC recommending everyone, vaccinated or not, wear masks indoors and in areas with high coronavirus spread.
We are watching this very closely. We've had over the weekend a sudden spike in new cases, more than 30 as of today, since last Friday. We went for quite a while, I would say over 2 or 3 weeks, with very low numbers of cases, less than 10. And all of a sudden, now we're up to 72 active cases.
Is that a concern for you?
Yes, it is. We're concerned about the spread of the Delta variant like everyone else. And the CDC has placed us in a substantial transmission zone, along with our neighboring Orange County. So we're watching this very closely.
Of the new cases that you just mentioned, do you know if those are among unvaccinated people or are these the so-called breakthrough cases?
There are some breakthrough cases. We're monitoring that closely with the State Health Department. We don't always get exactly all the information that we need when staff interview the individuals who test positive, but we're monitoring that very closely. Some are breakthrough cases, but most of them are not. Most of them are among the unvaccinated.
Are you seeing what's been reported, nationwide, where folks who have been vaccinated and contract COVID-19 afterwards are experiencing less severe symptoms and less severe cases?
For the most part, yes. Yes, that's pretty much true. There's only been a couple of people who were fully vaccinated who had to seek hospital care. That is concerning. So we're watching that closely. But for the most part, the vaccine does protect you and provides very good protection so that if someone does have a breakthrough case and contracts the virus, they'll have a less severe illness. They'll have mild symptoms most of the time.
What is the county's current vaccination rate?
So we are looking at a couple of different sources of data. There's a New York State vaccine tracker, which shows, our vaccination rates by overall population, by age 12 and up, by 18 and up, and then 65 and older. And as of yesterday, our total year-round population, which is right around just above 75,000 people, we had about almost a 51% vaccination rate. That's lower than we'd like. 61.7% of the population age 18 and older has had at least one vaccine. Our vaccination rate among our population that's 65 and older who are fully vaccinated is 72.4%, so that's good. We like to see that. We really had our seniors come out early on to get vaccinated. We were most concerned about them, and they were eligible first. And those with at least one dose who are 65 and older, there's about 77% of them have been vaccinated. So we still have work to do for our younger people, our adolescents, our middle-aged folks who have still decided not to get vaccinated, and we continue to promote the importance of that.
You mentioned that the rate isn't as high as you'd like it to be. Do you have any idea of why that percentage of the population is not taking the vaccine?
Well, we've asked a lot of questions. We have had conversations. We've done outreach. Sometimes there's a large percentage of rural communities who tend to be more conservative in their views. Not necessarily that they're against getting vaccinated, but they're reserved and they may want to wait and see. Those are the people we're trying to convince that, this is really important to that it's safe and to get out there with factual information. I think there's so much misinformation that has been spread on social media and other non-credible sources that people have lost sight of the science of the vaccine and its efficacy.
Now, Governor Cuomo on Monday reiterated calls for public-facing employees and several other groups to be vaccinated. He wants to see mandatory vaccines in places like schools. In your own statement, you have called for indoor masking along with what the CDC is now recommending. Why is that important, and are you seeing people comply with that in Sullivan County?
We are seeing people comply with indoor masking for the most part. We have not made it mandatory. It's a very strong recommendation at this point. And that's even for people who are vaccinated, because we are worried about the lower vaccination rates in the county and the ones how the vaccine is being effective is shown by those, you know, folks who continue to be a role model for others and show that it's safe. There's no serious adverse reactions. For the most part, they're very rare. We want to be role models for others and show that we want to do the right thing for the rest of the community and those younger people who are children who are not able to get vaccinated and those with immune compromising conditions, because they're still at risk. So I think if people understand the science behind why are we going to wear a mask even when it's you're vaccinated, well, it's because of the ongoing updates and new research that's coming out about how the virus is transmitted, and that, you know, the variants are taking off because we have more unvaccinated people than we would like. A lot of counties tried to reach that 70% or higher and just didn't quite get there. Yet, but we're continuing to have vaccination clinics every week, and, you know, hopefully we'll get there.
Do you think Governor Cuomo's idea to mandate vaccines for anybody in a school building who works there is a good idea?
I think the issue of mandating vaccines has always been a controversial one. From a public health perspective, there's so many childhood vaccines that have been required for school entry for decades to protect children and protect the population, that it's a matter of routine. But with this particular vaccine, it's still under emergency use authorization. So I think when people hear mandate, they get a little nervous. It's not really a mandate. It's either you choose to get vaccinated or you choose to get tested. If you work in a certain facility that's high risk and you're putting others at risk, especially if you have hands-on patient care or a lot of interaction with the public. And that's to keep the public safe. And I think that policies need to be a little bit aggressive as we're seeing these spikes in terms of transmission of virus, because we certainly don't want to go back to where we were before. We've been dealing with this for 16, 17 months now.
Last thing, are you personally surprised that we are now again talking about indoor masking and concerns about, you know, colder months on the horizon about coronavirus spread, given the fact that the vaccine has been now available for many months?
I'm not surprised. I'm disappointed and discouraged, I think, because the pandemic has been so politicized at all levels of government in this country from the very beginning. I think that's why we're at where we're at with this pandemic. Had we been able to get out in front of the public health messaging right from the beginning with evidence-based science and facts and really encouraging people to just do the right thing and not make it so much an issue of, you know, your civil rights or your personal rights versus doing the right thing to protect yourself and your community, I think we'd be further ahead.
Nancy McGraw is the public health director in Sullivan County, New York. Thank you for taking some time. I know things are busy right now. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for your time. I appreciate it.
All right. That does it for this episode of the WAMC News Podcast. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time, I'm Ian Pickus.